With me on this week's Press Box podcast, the Missouri Tigers softball coach, Aaron Earlywine, is his top-ranked team has had the battle this whole season getting ready for the Big 12 tournament. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And your team has been ranked in the top 10 most of the season. 44-10, you finished the regular season 11-7 in Big 12 play. What does that say about the conference you're in?
It's really deep. That's what it says. And every weekend is such a battle. You know, and there was a point where we were under 500 a game or two and had a lot of tough teams ahead of us in the Big 12. So we finished fairly strong. I felt like there was a couple of games at the end there that we could have won that we didn't. But for the most part, to be 11-7 and 44-10, you know, without my ace pitcher, the majority of the season is a pretty good statement, I think, for the depth of our program. And, you know, a lot of people have said, well, you know, you guys have done good, but how good have you really done without Chelsea? And so I've started looking at the stats on that, and yesterday I figured out that we are actually 32-9 without Chelsea, and the majority of that coming in the Big 12, or not the majority of it, but the entire Big 12 season included in that 32-9. So I'm really proud of what we've done, all things considered.
Yeah, you know, I'm sure you're getting tired of having the questions asked about Chelsea. But just talk about the team. She goes down with an injury. Your team could have panicked or your team could have folded it in. I mean, obviously, she's the one that you were kind of leaning on at the beginning of the year. But just talk about how they kept their composure and never panicked.
Yeah, well, I would first start by saying that, you know, you think about any team in the country, and if you follow college softball, then you take Danielle Laurie away from Washington, or you take Mackenzie Fowler away from Arizona, and you just go right down the list. And if you took these teams' ace pitcher away, would they be able to sustain a top 10 ranking, and would they be able to end up, you know, doing some of the things that we've done? And I'm not sure what the answer to that is. I just know it would be very, very difficult for any of those teams to stay afloat. So very proud of us just hanging in there. And as you mentioned, Bill, the kids had two choices. You know, choice number one was to pout and to moan and to be disappointed. And then choice number two, or option number two, is to continue to play and to battle and to fight through it. And quite honestly, there was a time period there where I think their doppers were down for about five or six games, and it showed a bit. But I think eventually they figured out that, you know, feeling sorry for themselves wasn't going to work, because the other team surely weren't feeling sorry for us. I can assure you that. And so they picked themselves out of it pretty quick and have had put together a pretty good season, all things considered.
We're talking with Aaron Earlywine, the head coach of the Missouri softball team, ranked ninth in the country, getting ready for the Big 12 championships this weekend down in Oklahoma City. So what is the status of Chelsea? I know when she first got injured, maybe talk about how she's healing, and is there any chance of her coming back this season, or do you sit her out and can you bring her back and she keeps her sophomore year of eligibility?
Well, there is a chance that she could come back this season, and if that is the case, our goal is to get her back for the regional tournament, which is not this weekend but next. And I talked to Chelsea the other day. The pain in her arm has significantly decreased. She has a tremendous amount of range of motion in that arm and wrist area. So all signs are very positive at this point. I think we're going to do an MRI here in the next two or three days to see if the stress fracture is completely healed. And if it is, she'll get back into the bullpen and start working herself back into a little bit of pitching shape, and will probably be a very viable option for us in the regional tournament if that's the case. Now, if we do the MRI and there's still a stress fracture, or if we do the MRI and there's no stress fracture and she goes to the bullpen and throws and still feels soreness, at that point, we can redshirt her. We met all the NCAA legal criteria that would allow her to actually not lose this season. She would be able to come back next season and have 3 years of softball ahead of her, so we wouldn't lose anything. So both possibilities are very positive, and we're just going to let God decide which one he wants to choose.
Let's talk about her a little bit, or in particular, softball pitchers, just to give our listeners an idea. If this were a baseball pitcher and they missed this much time, I would think that the chances of them coming back, of just being able to throw for a week and then come back, would be almost impossible to do, but how is it different for a softball pitcher with a short amount of time to be able to get back in the bullpen, work, and then be in game shape?
Well, it's a good question, and the answer to it is that she won't be in 100% form in a week. There's no way that that can happen. You know, even with softball and the nature of the less stress on the arm, it would still take her probably 2 to 3 weeks to get to be 100%. The difference between softball and baseball is simply that in baseball, the motion of throwing overhand causes so much pain and stress on the muscles and the tendons in the arm that you just can't get yourself in shape in a week. It's just not enough time to get those muscles and all those things in your shoulder and arm in shape, ready to go in a week. Now, in softball, the stress level is significantly less, and so you can get in better shape in a week, and you're not going to risk any injury if you do go out and pitch. You're really just going to probably run out of gas pretty quick, and I think the first thing that would probably go wouldn't be her arm, but it would probably be her legs. It's the whole injury factor is the biggest difference between the two sports. There's much less of an injury factor in softball, which would allow her to be able to pitch and pitch through some fatigue without worrying too much about an injury. But having said that, we definitely don't want to rush her out there until she's ready. You know, we don't want to put her in a position to where she's going to fail and have to blame the fact that she's not had enough time to prepare. So we have some very difficult decisions ahead of us, and every day is going to be critical in terms of her calendar and getting back or redshirting. So it's really a day-by-day thing for us right now.
Well, let's talk about your other two pitchers, your senior, Jana Haney, and then your sophomore, Kristen Nottleman. You talk about putting pressure on these girls. They stepped up, and I know Kristen was 18-6 and just pitched a shutout in the season finale against Nebraska. Talk about their play and how they stepped up.
Well, you know, when Chelsea went down, the spotlight immediately swung right into their face. And I think at the beginning it was a little bit of a shock for them. You know, they were all of a sudden put into these situations that they hadn't really been in before, facing the ace for the team we were playing, pitching both games of Big 12 play instead of just spot innings or relief innings. And so it was a much different role for them. And I think at the beginning both of them were excited about it, but at the same time a little petrified at the same time. They have now kind of settled in. They realize that they are our pitchers and they are going to get the ball. And coming to the park each day, I'm sure, has created a little bit different of a mindset for them and probably has really developed both of them, not only physically but mentally. It's been a real growing experience for them. And it's been really nice, too, that they've had a lot of support from their hitters. We scored 8 to 10 runs a game for almost a month, and it allowed them to make some mistakes and go through some learning curve and to try to figure out who they are as starters. And they've settled in well. Are they going to take us to the World Series and win a national championship? Probably not. They're not that caliber of pitcher. But they give us a chance. If they'll go out and compete with the way we hit the ball, we can be competitive with anyone. It just, you know, there's going to have to be a little bit of luck involved and a little bit of fate. But at the same time, we're definitely going to continue to fight.
We're talking with Aaron Earlywine this week on our Press Box podcast. The 9th-ranked Missouri softball team will get ready to take on Oklahoma State. That game is on Saturday. Coach, back on, I think it was April 3rd, you guys were swept by the Cowgirls 8-3 and 1-0. Anything that you can take from that series, or was that so long ago that that really doesn't have an effect on what's going to happen this weekend?
Well, for me, I'll remember those losses for the rest of my life. I don't know about the other kids. You know, I sometimes 15 minutes and they're over it. But I have a real problem with losing. I always have. It's never been comfortable or fun for me, and I usually don't forget losses for a long, long time. And so those two losses to me seem like they happened yesterday. And I think our team was really disappointed in particular with those losses because they were at home. We didn't play well. We felt like a different team showed up that day, which happens when you're coaching. You kind of look at each other and go, what's going on? You know, is this the same team I've been seeing? And it was just one of those days. So having said all that, I think if there was one team that we could pick from the entire Big 12 to get to play again, to get to have another chance to play, there's no question in my mind, for me, it would be Oklahoma State. So we've certainly grown and developed as a team. We've gotten better. We don't foresee having another day like we had that day when they beat us twice. So we are extremely excited about playing them on Saturday.
Well, we'll be following you guys definitely. Now, what happens in terms of regional placement, and how far do you have to go? What kind of give us a breakdown just as to what you kind of need to do, or where you'll go for regionals, and how that all works.
Well, right now we are ranked 8th or 9th in the nation in the RPI, which is probably the main index that they go by when setting the polls for the regional tournament. We're also ranked 9th in the regular poll, and I think 13th or 14th in another poll. And all three of those keep us in the top 16. And the first 16 teams in the country will get number one seeds to regional tournaments. So there's 16 different regional sites with four teams at each regional, and there's a 1, 2, 3, and 4 seed in each regional. If we stay in the top 16, we should be a number one seed. And have a very good opportunity to advance to the Super Regionals. So what do we need to do this weekend to ensure that? I would say that we would at least need to win that first game against Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State is a top 15 or top 16 team right now. If we were to beat them, I think that would keep us in that top 10 position and give us a number one seed. Now, if we lose that first game, at that point, you know, you leave it in the polls and the committee's hands, and you really hate to do that. So we think if we win that first game, we have a good chance to be a number one in the regionals.
And then as a number one, will you automatically host?
No, you know, in baseball, that's more so the case, and I don't know why we don't do that in softball. It doesn't make any sense to me. But there is a chance that we could be a number one seed and have to go somewhere. For instance, last year in our regional tournament, we ended up being a number two seed, but yet we hosted. And I think that was because the committee felt so bad about their ridiculous decision to make us a two seed that they let us be at home with that two seed. I mean, really, we were ranked 10th and 11th in the polls at the time, and then we end up being a number two seed, and we're still scratching our head on that one. But crazy things happen. I don't know how they make their decisions when those doors are closed to make the regional pairings, but they always surprise me. Unless something crazy happens, we win that first game this weekend against Oklahoma State, we should be a number one seed, and we have definitely put in for a bid to host regionals, so we're really hoping that that happens.
Yeah, you guys did a great job last year with that. So, well, best of luck. Aaron Earlywine, the head softball coach for the Missouri Tigers, getting ready for the Big 12 Championships this weekend down in Oklahoma City. Go down there and take care of some business, huh?
Yeah, that's the plan. Thanks a lot for having me, Bill.